27th, 9 a.m. And we are going to be taking our tech news today from our LinkedIn page. If you haven't already, follow us on LinkedIn. We'll leave a link in the description so you can follow us on LinkedIn and our other social media channels as well, guys. But without further ado, guys, before we go ahead, start with our news, please click the like and subscribe button below. It really helps our channel get well known around YouTube, and it helps people receive that tech news and updates and privacy updates and deals that they want to hear and see every single day. So please smash that like button, subscribe button, the notification bell down below, and that'll definitely help us out. Without further ado, guys, let's get started for today. Okay. All right. So pretty much we need to manage, in order to manage your small business, right? You need a laptop to manage your small business. Check out the HP Intel Evo laptops, right? They're pretty superior. So this is a very nice device, right? They're superior to the competing devices is because they're equipped with the new 11th gen Intel processors compared to previous processor generations and chips made by competitors. Intel's 11th gen lineup is more powerful and faster when it comes to processing files, web tabs, programs, and more. This means that no matter what productivity you work on, you need to do for your business, the processor will be up for the task. You can build your web presence, view important analytics, or work your way through paperwork documents in the blink of an eye. And thanks to the robust integrated Intel Iris Xe graphics hardware within the processors, you can even create and edit visual media for use in advertisements. So this processor, guys, this computer, this laptop is very, very intuitive. And let's see why, guys. I'm going to show you guys just a couple pictures. This is kind of a foldable laptop too, that can be folded into a tablet. As you can see here, this guy in this picture, he's folding into kind of a tablet type, and you can see, you know, he's using a stylus pen on the touchscreen. Looks very intuitive, very nice. The main reason why the HP Intel Evo laptops are superior to the competing devices is because they're equipped with the new 11th gen Intel processors, right? Another thing that makes Intel HP Intel Evo devices excellent are the displays, both the quality of them as well as the number of display options you can choose from. Everything from the simple FHD screens, ideal for basic productivity tasks, to gorgeous 4K panels, perfect for the creation and editing of images and video, are available. And features like touch support and anti-reflective coatings ensure that you'll be able to get the most out of your laptop regardless of where or how you prefer to work, right? Next up is Wi-Fi 6, right, which is the latest Wi-Fi standard. Compared to the previous generation of Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi 6 networks have better speed, higher stability, and farther range. Additionally, Wi-Fi 6 networks strain the battery of devices connected to them as well. Each HP Intel Evo device is fully compatible with Wi-Fi 6, so if you've got a Wi-Fi 6 router, you'll be able to enjoy the best wireless internet available with these laptops. The fun just doesn't stop at Wi-Fi 6 though, right? So another fantastic feature of the HP Intel Evo laptops is that they feature Thunderbolt 4 ports, which recently superseded Thunderbolt 3 as the ultimate connectivity port for various accessories and peripheral devices, right? So Thunderbolt 4 allows the users to transfer data to and from storage devices at a rate of 40 gigabytes, right, per second, which is blasting fast. You can also use these ports for 100 watt charging, which results and incredibly speedy recharges. Another excellent feature of the Thunderbolt 4 is the ability to hook up to two 4K displays to your device, which is awesome if you want to use your laptop in a workstation environment on occasion, right? Thunderbolt 4 also supports longer cables than Thunderbolt 3 did, right? Which means that you'll have more flexibility when setting up docking stations and other peripherals. All of this is great, but none of this matters if these devices can't go the distance and last all day without you needing to charge them constantly, right? So thankfully, with their average battery life of 10 hours, you can rest easy knowing that HP Intel Evo laptops will get you through the business workday without any issues whatsoever. So that is pretty cool, guys. As you can see, there are different types of Intel Evos. There are different types of HP computers. You have we have the HP Envy 360. You have the HP Spectra X360 as well. Very premium laptops as well, guys. So you can check those out. All right. So if you want to learn more about the HP Intel Evo device, all right, it's great for managing your small business, or you're working on, you know, a pretty big project, or you have a couple projects that you're working on, right? This laptop will be very, very great, guys. If you want to learn more, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can learn more there too. And speaking of Wi-Fi 6, right? So why is Wi-Fi 6 important to have in a business laptop, right? So all you business owners out there, all you go-getters, all you entrepreneurs, all you people that love developers, you know, you guys that love developing projects, why is Wi-Fi 6 important, right? So one of the biggest advantages of Wi-Fi 6 over its predecessor generation is that it's significantly faster. This means that people using Wi-Fi 6 will be able to browse the web, view media and edit online documents, and download and upload files much faster. This increased speed is immensely valuable for productivity scenarios where getting work done fast and efficiently is crucial. With the power of Wi-Fi 6, business laptop users can absolutely crush their workloads. Right, so you're looking at lightning fast speeds, guys. Nice download times, right? So sometimes, you know, if you're at work or you're dealing with the project or we're running business, right, we need to get stuff done, we're hitting deadlines, right, we're taking too long, or we're trying to export a video, or maybe we're trying to upload videos, right, and files. These take long time. Sometimes they take a long time to even upload, right? Especially depending on the type of laptop that you have, right? But it looks like if you have Wi-Fi 6, this will combat the problem. Better upload times, better download speeds, better surfing time on the internet as well. Very, very productive, guys. So that's why Wi-Fi 6, very important. And as you can see here too, the new HP Intel Evo also carries Wi-Fi 6 as well. All right. Moreover, guys, we got the LastPass Android app has some sneaky tracking software hidden away. So if you're using this app, guys, be very careful. This is why we come out to you guys with these privacy updates, with these software updates, so you guys can stay prepared and you guys can stay safe when looking at some sort of apps to install into your computer to combat certain type of things or to manage your passwords or whatnot. So be careful of the LastPass Android app. So keeping track of all the passwords we use daily to access our online accounts and services can be difficult, which is why password managers such as LastPass are becoming increasingly popular among businesses and consumers. However, German security researcher named Mike Kokitz is now advising users to avoid using LastPass Android app due to the fact that it contains 7 embedded trackers. While the company says that the users can opt out of these trackers, their very existence could induce risk to such a security critical application, right? So be very, very careful of this app, guys. You guys are using it, be very careful. You know, maybe try to look up another type of app that you can use for managing your passwords and things like that. But it looks like it's not good because they have these trackers that are attached in the application, which is definitely not good. So definitely be aware of that, guys. If you want to learn more too about this this, you know, security flaw within this app too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can learn more about that there too. Moreover, we got autonomous vehicles could be vulnerable to attacks, guys. So we got autonomous vehicles like Lucid or Tesla, you know, autonomous, you know, self-driving cars. These AI systems could be vulnerable to attacks, which is not something that the Tesla driver or the user wants to hear. This is not something that we want to hear at all. We definitely want this to be fixed. Anything other than the car controlling itself, if it's an outside source controlling the car, could be very scary. So this is very, very important, right? So autonomous vehicles hold the promise of making driving safer for everyone by removing the most common cause of traffic accidents, human drivers, right? However, such vehicles may pose a completely different type of risk to drivers, passengers, and even pedestrians. In order to drive by themselves, autonomous vehicles use AI systems that employ machine learning techniques to collect, analyze, and transfer data to make decisions on the road that are normally made by human drivers. However, just like all IT systems, these systems are vulnerable to attacks that could compromise how self-driving vehicles function. So this is going to be a very, very important factor, especially this in this upcoming year, once more EV electric vehicles come out and more autonomous vehicles come out to be able to self-drive. It's up to these companies, it's up to these engineers, it's up to the team, so they can combat any, hackers being able to hack into the AI system, any breaches or whatever. They need to create a safe system so nobody can alter any type of information while driving, right? Because, if you're driving and next thing you know, you have no control of the car anymore, think about how scary that can be under a live situation, right? So this is very important. And I think companies like Tesla or even Lucid are definitely electric vehicle cars that plan to roll out self-driving features need to look into this type of security issue and deal with that accordingly. All right, so definitely if you guys want to learn more about that too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can learn more about that as well. All right, guys, so we have soccer in the game. We have football. Sevilla and Barcelona live stream how to watch La Liga game online from anywhere, right? So two iconic Spanish sides to take the field on Estadio Ramon tonight, knowing that a defeat will likely end their La Liga title hopes. Just 2 points currently stand between Sevilla in fifth and Barcelona in third, with the Catalan outfit 5 points behind league leaders Atletico Madrid, right? So you'll be able to watch Sevilla and Barcelona live stream and catch all of the La Liga football action from anywhere today, right? So let's see where exactly how you can watch the game, especially if you're in different parts of the world, especially if you are in the US. Right, so if you're in the UK, you can watch the La Liga TV, right? So has the UK broadcasting rights for Saturday afternoon's game, right? So this channel, which is run by Premier Sports, is available on TV from €10 a month through both Sky and Virgin Media, right? So if you're in the UK, definitely check that out, okay? Now, how to watch the Sevilla and Barcelona game free Spanish La Liga live stream in the US, right? So international pay TV sports specialist BN Sports has the rights to broadcast La Liga Spanish football until 2024 in the US. It's an exclusive deal too, and also subscribing also means you can watch via the BN Sports Connect app, right? So the Sevilla and Barcelona kicks off at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Time and 7:15 a.m. Pacific Time. The BN Sports can be accessed via most cable providers, but also through streaming services such as Fubo TV, where it's offered as part of the entry-level family package, which costs $65 a month for access to more than 110 channels, including nearly all the sports networks you can ask for. It's easy to get started too, thanks to slick payment system that accepts internationally recognized payment platform PayPal, as well as major credit card and debit cards as well. But best of all, Fubo offers a free 1 week trial, which essentially means you can watch the Sevilla and Barcelona this weekend without paying a penny, right? So also don't forget, A good quality VPN will let you take your preferred streaming services with you wherever you go, right? Even if it's abroad, right? So you can definitely watch in the US. So the subscription, so the TV service is called BN Sports, right? So you can also watch it on streaming services such as Fubo. That's FUBO TV, and then BN Sports is BEIN and then Sports. Okay, so definitely check that out. You can also watch this on Fubo TV as well in Canada as well too. If you're on Australia, right, you are going to have to use KO Sports, right? So KO, which is spelled K-A-Y-O, right? So if you're familiar and you're in Australia, you can use KO Sports. They even offer a 14-day sports package as well too. So if you're trying to watch it today, you can just sign up for the 14-day trial and then get started and be able to watch it there. If you're in New Zealand, you also want to connect with BN Sports as well too. So that's pretty much the streaming services. You guys can watch the big game today as well. It's going to be huge, so definitely check out their service and definitely check it out. All right, guys, moreover news on Microsoft, right? So Microsoft wants to use AI to unlock the potential of HPC. So by working with its partners, Microsoft has created the Azure HPC, an AI collaboration centers program which funds collaborations with well-known institutions in an effort to develop and share best practices with both HPC and AI communities. The software giant is delivering this program in partnership with AMD, Intel and NVIDIA, and so far five Azure collaboration centers are in development with Duke University, Purdue University, Red Oak Consulting and Numerical Algorithms Group, and Redline Performance. So Microsoft Azure is able to deliver differentiated cloud capabilities that are purpose built for the full spectrum of HPC and AI workloads, including the most demanding use cases. However, at the core of the infrastructure are HPC and AI clusters, which use HPC class InfiniBand interconnect with genuine low latency, right, and high bandwidth, typically around 200 gigabytes per second, using the latest processor technologies from its partners in the program, right? So pretty much, guys, Microsoft, make a long story short for you guys that aren't really technically savvy, Microsoft has just created the Azure HPC and AI collaboration centers programs, right? So this is really good. So now these programs are going to work more in depth in the AI space, with Microsoft is working in the AI space and just doing more development. All right. So just to make a long story short. All right, guys. So definitely great news with Microsoft doing lots of interesting projects. Very good. Moreover, guys, Disney Plus, something more simple, right? Disney Plus on Chromecast, how to get it and to start watching it now. So if you guys have a Chromecast and you guys don't have Disney Plus and you want Disney Plus, listen up, this is for you, right? So if you want to screencast Disney Plus from your phone or tablet, you need to start by downloading the Disney Plus app. If you want to cast from your computer, you need to open a desktop browser and go to Disney Plus website. In both cases, you need to log in your Disney Plus account or create one first. Next, from either your app or browser, select the content you want to watch, then find the cast icon option on the top right-hand corner of the screen. From there, select the Chromecast enable TV device through which you want to stream your Disney Plus content. Make sure that your Chromecast device is slotted into the correct HDMI port on your TV first. At this point, you should find that your TV screen mirrors your personal device's screen display. Finally, before you press play, make sure you have strong internet connection to maintain the best streaming service, guys. All right, and if you guys want to learn more about how to set up your Disney Plus with your Chromecast, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn. You can click into this article and you can definitely learn more. All right, so this is more camera news, right? So Sony A7 Looks like four Sony A7 IV release date, price, rumors, and leaks. All right, for you camera fans, for you Sony fans out there, if the latest rumors are correct, we're expecting to see the Sony A7 IV arrive in the second half of 2021. According to the pretty reliable Sony Alpha rumors, the A7 IV will arrive in Q2 at the earliest, with Q3 more likely, which means it could land anywhere between June and September. So that's not even too far along, guys, right? We're already close to March, right? And we have just a few months until summer again. Finally, you know, winter is almost done, so definitely stay, you know, prepared and hopeful. No more snow. So this would be a 3.5 years after the announcement of Sony A7 III, which is a significant gap in mirrorless camera terms, but would make sense given the relatively recent rival of the Sony A7C, Sony A1, and Sony FX3, guys. So definitely be prepared, guys, and we'll definitely keep you guys updated with these new rumors of this new Sony A7 IV, right, camera. And also for other types of cameras, especially, I know that we do have Sony cameras on our website. You can definitely check us out at electronicadditions.net. You know, you can click on the cameras options and you can see different, we can browse different types of cameras, different brands that we have, and the different prices that we have too. So definitely check that out. Moreover, guys, we also have Microsoft news. So Microsoft's planning on to unleashing the new Windows soon. So Microsoft is doing a lot, guys, as we know. So rumor has it that Microsoft is getting ready to deploy what it's calling the new Windows in the near future. This comes from a well-known Microsoft leaker, Walking Cat, on Twitter, who tweeted that this new Windows, whatever it may be, is coming next month. Although a follow-up tweet quickly clarified that it's coming, but maybe not next month. Sorry, right? So it's definitely, you know, in my opinion, I don't think it's definitely coming next month. You know, this is something that Microsoft has to work on, but I wouldn't be surprised if Microsoft is working on this, you know, is working on the new Windows, you know, and it would be very, very intuitive, right? I remember the old Windows that, you know, used to be on PCs, right, in the early 2000s, right? Very cool, very intuitive. Ever since then, it's definitely got even more better. So if Microsoft is working on certain type of AI technology and working on, you know, better software patches and stuff like that, you know, hopefully the new Windows is going to be looking even better, right? So we shall see. If you want to learn more about this too, guys, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can definitely learn more. All right, moreover, guys, we got news on Sony's State of Play, outlined a boring few months for the PS5. That is pretty disappointing, right? So without a PS5 launch to look forward to, Sony's State of Play is considerably more boring. Throughout last year, we waited with bated breath for a morsel, a crumb of news on the PS5 at each and every State of Play. On many occasions, we were left disappointed, though we should have known better, as Sony kept its biggest announcement for specific events like Future of Gaming and the Road to PS5. Regardless, like moths to a flame, we kept coming back for more. But the disappointment was part of the whirlwind that surrounded the upcoming PS5 launch. We speculated and we hoped, knowing that at some point Sony would have to share more details about its upcoming console, so we tune in thinking that might happen this time, right? So that is, you know, pretty unfortunate for Sony's, you know, State of Play, right? So fast forward to 2021 and the PS5 is out in the wild. As we waited February 2021 Sony State of Play, the memories of dismay of the previous State of Plays faded away, and we let our minds wander to the endless possibilities of what Sony could showcase at the event, right? So, you know, what do we want to see next, right? So of course, nothing is going to be as big as the launch of a new console, but rough roadmaps or even some more gameplay trailers and details for hitters like Horizon Forbidden West and God of War would help to build a brand new hype train and would go a long way in helping potential PS5 adopters know whether they need a new console amongst the current chaos or if they can afford to wait. With Sony now officially confirming next generation VR for the PS5 or PS VR 2, this is a perfect time to get fans excited about another Sony innovation, particularly as Microsoft has no plans to release the VR for Xbox Series X. Right now it feels like we know very little about some of Sony's biggest upcoming releases and hardware plans outside of those in the next couple of months, and as a result my anticipation for them has waned, right? So out of sight, out of mind. So, you know, according to this article, guys, this author says that I would love to see Sony gradually ramping up the anticipation for both its upcoming big hitters and PSVR 2 as it did for PS5. A little blog post here, a cryptic tweet there, always keeping these products in the front line, on the forefront of fans' heads, right? Then by the time the next state of play arrives, fans will be frothing at the mouth for confirmed juicy details. With the PS5 release marred by stock issues, a lack of details and expandable internal storage at launch and lackluster game offering, PS5 owners have the right to ask a bit more of Sony when it comes to transparency. Sony should be doing its utmost to encourage PlayStation fans that they should sit in virtual queues for hours to get a PS5. That the next year of PS5 is something that they do want to be a part of, even if the process is getting there. You know, even if the process of getting there is painful. After all, Sony's new console is a big investment, but amidst the pandemic, maybe I'm asking a lot. Who knows? Maybe I'm just trying to ride the PS5, you know, the PS5 hype wave again. So, looks like this, you know, according to, you know, this author, he's very, 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 as you can see, very well versed PS5 fan, right? And the things that, you know, this article is saying is very true, right? And, you know, hopefully we'll see Sony step up, right, and becoming more transparent with the games, right, with the state of play, and maybe that'll do something maybe even more out of the blue, more spontaneous with this new next generation VR for the PS5, right? So this has a lot of excellent points, and this is why we bring this to you guys, right? So if you want to you know, learn more about what's in this article too, and if you have any thoughts, definitely leave comments down below. We'll be happy to, you know, listen to you and you know, for you to provide feedback. But if you want to learn more too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You can definitely learn more there too. More news on Pokemon, right? So Pokemon Diamond and Pearl remakes are coming to Nintendo Switch, guys, right? So fans of the classic Pokemon Diamond and Pearl games have something to look forward to in the form of the two new remakes, Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, releasing simultaneously in late 2021. Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl were announced during the Pokemon Presents presentation as part of the Pokemon 25th anniversary celebrations. The projects are being developed by ILCA, who previously developed Pokemon Home, as well as Game Freak's Junichi Masuda, right, director and producer of previous mainline Pokemon titles. So this is very, very interesting. This is going to be a very, very big news for all you Pokemon fans that are waiting for more Pokemon games for the Nintendo Switch. Be prepared. It is coming. So definitely be patient. moment. They're definitely going to be released, like it says, later in 2021. So definitely be patient. We'll also let you guys know upcoming news on those rollouts of those games coming back to the Nintendo Switch. So definitely be patient, guys. Also, another news on Pokemon. We definitely covered this in our last episode, but looks like also Pokemon and Post Malone concert is today as well. So we do have more information. Go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, and you guys can check out that information there too. It's also, if you want to go ahead, click on our previous videos that we have on our YouTube channel, and I think it's episode, I believe, 29. And you can see there's a thumbnail, you can see Post Malone's cartoon face and Pokemon, and you can definitely check out more information about the concert there too. All right, definitely great moves by Pokemon. Moreover, guys, we got the first ever 165-inch folding micro LED TV is on sale now, but it's not cheap, right? So while Samsung has been touting its massive 292-inch micro LED, appropriately called the wall since 2017, a new challenger has emerged from the fold that might give Samsung's monstrous micro LED a run for its money. So the new screen is called the M1 4K 165-inch TV, and it's being made by an Austrian outlet called C-Seed. What makes it special, other than its massive screen size, it hides away underneath the floor when it's not in use and costs. Get ready for this. It costs almost $500,000, $400,000, or around 300,000 euros. As you can see from this photo here, this is a massive TV screen, but as you look at the display, it looks absolutely gorgeous. And if you look at actually where it's actually located, this type of TV is not something you're gonna put in an old regular house. This is something that's going to be for audiences that have bigger type of mansions, bigger type of condos, maybe $1 million condos, or really expensive condos that have the space to hold this type of TV. But this TV looks very, very awesome. Guys, if you want to learn more about this too, guys, you can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can learn more there as well too. Also, guys, if you'd want us to sell something like this, so it can be a little bit more affordable, definitely leave us a comment below, and we'll definitely see what we can do, because something like this type of TV is something we've never seen before, but we've always are looking to make reviews on pieces of technology like this that are so apparent, so interesting, and just seeing it up close and going over the details will be great. So leave us a comment below, definitely be helpful. All right, guys, so let's take a look at our new brand video that just released yesterday. All right, so let's definitely take a look here. Amazing. Awesome, guys. So that is pretty much the news that we're going to take for today, guys. We're really running a little bit over time. But if you want to take more news, guys, too, follow us on our other social media channels as well, too. We'll leave links in the description below. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast channel as well. It is called Electronic News Network. Also, don't forget to visit our website and our official website, electronicadditions.net. You could read more on how to become become an EAD club member, become more a part of the community, and receive exclusive tech deals and updates as well, guys. Without further ado, guys, we'll see you guys in the next.